President Biden is centering his climate change plans on what he calls environmental justice. He is one of the first presidents in U.S. history to take on such an aggressive racial equity agenda. And he says this agenda will guide his presidency.
We must change. And I know it's going to take time, but I know we can do it. And I firmly believe the nation is ready to change. But government has to change as well. We need to make equity and justice part of what we do every day, today, tomorrow, and every day.
The president signed four new executive orders yesterday, including measures to strengthen the Fair Housing Act and stop the Department of Justice from using privately owned detention centers. And for more on what racial equity could look like in this country, we have with us Derek Johnson. He's the CEO and president of the NAACP. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Derek, by setting an agenda for racial equity, the president is also defining racial equity, and the pillars are equal opportunity, criminal justice reform, access to housing, and political and cultural inclusion. Does this square with how you and the NAACP perceive racial equity and justice?
It's a great start. And in fact, it's a start unlike any other president prior to him. Although I will be encouraging to expand the definition to really talk about economic opportunity, job security, and there may be other areas, but I absolutely commend the president for jumping into this the way he has done it. Just think about it. It was only a week ago in his inaugural speech that he talked about the scourge of white supremacy. And a week later, he's already defining a course forward so that we can talk about what America should look like moving into 2030, as opposed to continuing to fight the fights of the past from 1930 and 1950. Racial equity is good for our democracy.
Well, on the subject of economics, you said you'd like to see the administration really emphasize economics. Both President Biden and Susan Rice have talked about this. Susan Rice is the head of the president's domestic policy council. Let's listen to what she said recently.
These aren't feel-good policies. The evidence is clear. Investing in equity is good for economic growth, and it creates jobs for all Americans.
So what Rice is saying is basically what you're saying, that equity is good for the economy. Can you parse out more on what you'd like to see from the administration on this front?
Absolutely agree with what she's saying, right? If you lay out those four pillars, I just want a defined pillar to deal with economic advances, entrepreneurship, job security, which I am sure, looking at the way this president is approaching this, we're going to get there. And it's not questioning what is done. You know, is this one of those scenarios where you really want some things called out? And what Ambassador Rice is well-placed to really drive this home. Think about the student loan crisis that has impacted all communities. But if you parse out that and you look at the public service loan program, where you have so many teachers across the country saddled with student loan debt to the point that many of them are leaving the profession, but if we work towards an effort to discharge those loans, it stimulates the economy. It rewards public sector workers that keep our society moving, and it would have a net positive impact on many diverse communities, particularly African Americans and Latinos, who needed student loans just to get through schools and be positioned to go back to their communities to teach. I see a very bright future with this administration and how they are posturing early on in the tenure to do so much more.
You know, we've been talking about the way the president is pushing for these changes. He's been signing a lot of executive orders. Do you think executive orders are enough? Couldn't another president basically overturn them in 4 years? What do you want to see from a legislative agenda?
Well, I think the president is setting the standard of what should come out of Congress. But we should not minimize the impact of the executive order. It was through an executive order in 1941 that integrated the armed services to allow African Americans to serve our country and fight in World War II. It was also through that executive order that opened up all the federal government so there would be opportunities for African Americans to be employed by federal government to serve our nation. So for African Americans, we understand the importance historically of executive orders, but we also understand the need to further the policy trajectory so that it becomes legislation that is cemented in our culture. The Voting Rights Act of 65, the Fair Housing Act, the Civil Rights Act of 64, those are all things that were that became embedded in our policy landscape, which really opened up this nation to be a more perfect union.
That's Derek Johnson, the CEO and president of the NAACP. Derek, thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.